Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to mortgage protection, trust Zurich. Get the advice you need from a financial broker today.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now you can text us 51551. Families affected by the closure of the country's only boarding school for boys looking to learn through the medium of Irish are calling for an immediate intervention from the Education Minister, Norma Foley. It comes as a controversy around the sudden closure of the Gaelachas Cho's second level facility in Cork deepens amid revelations parents first raised concerns about the boarding school almost 3 years ago. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is back with more on this, having covered the story yesterday. Barry, what more can you tell us?
Yeah, and we received a big reaction to yesterday's piece from parents unhappy about a lack of Gael Coláiste or Irish medium secondary schools more generally, just 74 nationwide, remember, contrasted with over 300 Irish medium primary schools, and also by parents specifically affected by this closure in Cork. As we reported, the last boarding facility available for second level boys wishing to continue their education, Three Van Gael in Ireland, was at Coláiste on Phearsaig in Glanmire. However, while the school will reopen in September, the boarding facility will not, as the company that runs it, Gaelachas Cho, claims it's no longer financially viable.
What is the government's role here again, Barry?
So it provides what's called a remote area boarding grant to help students who are disadvantaged because of their remoteness from schools an opportunity to attend school on the same basis as students not so disadvantaged. And this helps kids in remote Gaeltacht areas or even offshore islands to attend Gael Coláiste. The grant is almost €5,000, but it hasn't increased in over 12 years. And Coláiste on Phearsaig, it has sourced digs off-site for the affected pupils by this recent closure of the boarding facility. But the cost is €9,000 for the year, outstripping the state grant on offer. And families in Gaeltacht areas, they fear their children will now no longer be able to access education through Irish due to the closure of the only remaining boarding facility for boys and the stagnant level of the grant. And remember as well, under government policy, children in Gaeltacht areas have an automatic right to receive all their education through Irish.
What more can you reveal then, Barry, about the closure of the boarding facility in Glanmire?
So Gaelachas Cho told parents in April how the facility would close for the forthcoming academic year after over 50 years, citing rising costs. However, according to correspondence I've seen, parents are raising concerns about the management, governance and supervision of the Glanmire facility with on Gaelachas Cho as far back as November 2021. A group of 10 parents raising 10 specific points in a letter to the board of the company, they claim there was no real response. Now, Karina McNally's son, Nisha, is one of those affected by this closure for September. The family live far beyond Castletown Bear on the Beara Peninsula, so they're over around a 2.5 hour drive to the school in Glanmire, and here's what she told me.
All my three children have attended Coláiste Phearsaig and they all boarded with Gaelachas Cho. I'm living down in Castletown Bear. We're a family that's very interested in languages and we speak a few different languages, and Gaelga would be very close to our hearts. So my three children are Irish speakers. Now, my girls boarded there and it was great. Everything was fine. We weren't concerned. But when my youngest, my son, went into boarding there, we could see the standards were starting to slip. Because we were all raising concerns with the Gaelachas Cho. And then collectively we came together and we wrote a letter to Gaelachas Cho. Now, we had very terrible difficulty finding a board, but we did find somebody in the end. Not only was it emailed, it was hand-delivered. That was in 2021. And to my knowledge, there was never a response to that. Raised the concern again. It was sent it again, never received. So, like, the alarm bells were ringing. And then suddenly, out of the blue, before the holidays, we all got an email, finally in response from the board, telling us school boarding closed. Goodbye. That was it.
So you wrote this letter in November 2021.
Yes, you say but you we have raised no concerns before that as well. But this was an official in writing.
And no response until April of this year.
From that board member, yeah, no, no. We then were left kind of in a panic because my son has, Nisha has gone through the Gaelic school. He's an Irish speaker. He loves the language. This has been his education. Coláiste na Fiosach is a great school. We have a great time for the school. Didn't want to take him out. What do we do? Gaelic show had disappeared. They were gone. So I really have to commend Máistear Ó'Tuama, the prefect in Coláiste na Fiosach, the principal, because it's actually not his job. And it's not his responsibility. He was the one that went out and found alternative accommodation.
What's the situation for Nisha now?
So Nisha will now go into Digs in Glanmire for the last year. He's doing his leaving cert next year.
But there is a financial outlay here, isn't there, that wasn't before?
We did have to pay something for the boarding, but we got a grant, 4,900, to cover a lot of the expenses, most of them. So that won't cover now the Digs. No, it won't. I'm actually going back to an old job I had this year, just part-time, to cover that expense now for the rest of the year.
How frustrating is that for you, given you were raising concerns about the boarding facility as far back as 2021, that now you're having to take on this extra burden in order to see Nisha through his final year?
I feel very let down by Gaelic Show. You know, here we are, we're interested in the Irish language, we're doing our best, we love it. We'd like a bit of support, you know, from the people that are supposed to be promoting it. I just feel like the plug was pulled on us and like very short notice. And like our children going into leaving cert and junior cert and everything else. And like a lot of people will not afford to put the children into the Digs. So it's not really promoting like education in the Irish language. Plus, it is the only boys boarding school, Gaelic school in the country. The only one.
Why is it important to have a boarding facility?
If you love the Irish language and you like you want to promote the Irish language and you want to keep it alive, it's very good for you to be educated with a second language. It's good for your brain. It's good for our culture. It's just a hugely, it can make a hugely difference to the future generations in this country to have an immersive experience. There were children from all over Ireland boarding there.
Agashini, Karina McNally, what's anyone else saying about all of this, Barry?
Well, families I've been speaking to are calling for a direct intervention from the Education Minister, Fianna Fáil, Kerry TD Norma Foley, to both look at the remote area grant and the lack of boarding facilities for those looking to learn through Irish. They hope local politicians will bring their concerns to the Minister in the coming days. Here's Karina again.
They didn't actually step up to the plate. They haven't, or the people they put in charge did not step up to the plate. And this, they didn't follow through on what they said. I also think they haven't followed through. Never mind my family and all the other families affected by this, because we're actually furious. It also is affecting the future, you know, the next generation of people that they have now denied, boys that are now denied an immersive experience to be educated in the Irish language and to be in that environment. And I think that's just a shame.
What would you like to see happen now?
First of all, I would like to see maybe us, our grant being just put up that will pay for the Digs that we're going into now. Also for the future, I mean, it would be nice if somebody in the Department of Education looking after the Irish language would put an Irish boarding school somewhere in the country for families that would like to avail of it.
Have we heard from Gaelic Show or anybody else on this, Barry?
Well, efforts to contact the company have been unsuccessful. However, in an email to parents previously, Gaelic Show apologised for closing the boarding facility, saying it took the decision with great regret and sadness. The Department of Education says boarding facilities of schools are privately owned and managed and so outside its remit, and it's not looking at the remote area grant at present.
Barry Lennon, thank you very much indeed for that.